Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss as I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Normally, this is the podcast where Jordan and I help you navigate the challenges of modern life. And we will get back to that as soon as possible once Jordan has left the castle. As you may have twigged by now, we have changed, we've morphed, we've metamorphosized into the official home for those who wish to get behind Jordan and support him during his time away in Wales on ITV. We'll be bringing you daily updates on everything that's going down in the castle and that relates to your friend and mine, Jordan North. I'm William Hansen, etiquette expert, author, broadcaster, and Jordan's chief fangirl. I'm more the crown, Jordan's more the frown. Getting desperate. Now, I really do have to be nice to producer Ben today, as he tells me that he secured a big name guest for later on in the episode. He refuses to tell me any more, so you can all write your own insults today, G&D Divas. Hello, Ben.
Hi, guys.
Am I going to love this guest?
Yeah, I think so. Someone is very close to your heart, even if you wouldn't always want to admit it, potentially.
Okay. Well, you put this out on social media earlier. Some of the G&D Divas guesses were Mega Shag.
Mega Shag. Well, that would have been a bit tight for timings. I think John was a bit busy.
The person who tied him up with the dressing gown cord. Mikey. Cher. Fortnum and Mason, they've suggested. That's interesting, because they were footmen in the court of George III, and they're both dead. The Queen.
Closer. I mean, we've already got the Queen here, but we could try and get the other.
Mary Poppins. I would die.
Did cross my mind, actually.
Sean Dyche.
Sean Dyche also.
And also someone's put here, Princess Margaret. Also dead. So I don't think any of them will be happening. But I'm very excited to see who it is. I am fingers crossed for Shawn Mendes.
Keep them crossed.
I will accept Tom Holland in so many ways. But Shawn Mendes is my vote.
It's funny that you say Shawn Mendes. We'll talk about the big transformation later. But I've just been pointed towards a tweet from someone that said... one second. Clean-shaven Jordan North looks like a B-Tech Shawn Mendes. So we'll get to that later on in the show.
Well, sort of, but I'd rather like the Oxbridge Shawn Mendes. Thank you very much. Rather than the B-Tech one. Did you have a nice day yesterday?
Yeah, it was a bit of a quiet one, to be honest. I think we've had a few sort of Jordan North loud days, and I don't consider sort of my day separate to a Jordan North day for the last few, because they're so intertwined that anything that happens in the Jordan North world is basically my life. So not much going on. We didn't have a hotel named after Jordan yesterday, but can't complain.
Anyway, how was my day, Ben?
How was your day, William? You're so desperate to tell me about something. I'm not really sure what it is, but I'm sure it's going to be absolutely just the most mind-blowingly interesting thing, just like yesterday's list.
I've done all my Christmas cards.
All of them?
Early. I've done them early because I've had to put them into quarantine for 14 days. So they're corona-free.
Wow.
Because I would hate to think that Mike in my Yuletide engraved stationery with matching saffron envelopes might be a super spreader. Can you imagine? I mean, I write a lot of Christmas cards and we could post them and that could be it. We could all be in lockdown 3 and we don't want that. I haven't done you a Christmas card because obviously you don't do Christmas cards yourself and that's my policy.
Well, actually, this year I'm going to do them. So got a bit more work to do before you get on to sending them, please. Get that in quarantine.
Well, you've got to send me one before I send you one.
Well, mine, I'm going to do a 2-week quarantine now as well, so I won't get it till after Christmas. Don't bother. Anyway, I don't know how the time has flown by so quickly, but today is Thursday, which means tomorrow is Picky Tea Day. I will be doing another Picky Tea. You don't need to join me, William. You didn't last week.
I won't, no.
But if any G&D divas want to do a Picky Tea on Friday evening, then tweet us pictures. We did have some absolutely amazing entries, including Lizzie, who put together Help I Sex My Boss in potato letters. I don't know what the technical term is, which was stunning. So you don't need to be that impressive. But if you do have a Picky Tea on Friday night, then please share. I think the big idea is that hopefully, fingers crossed, there is a final that will be happening on a later Friday, so we might be able to do one last big Picky Tea.
Oh, is it a Friday?
I believe so. It's in my calendar as
well. Oh, I thought it was a Sunday.
I think it's the Friday. In fact, I know it's the Friday, so change your diary. And also, just another quick note, we asked Tyrese to get investigating yesterday, didn't we?
Yes.
So there has been a development.
Tyrese Holmes has been on it, and we asked him to go and sort of see if he could work out from previous sort of cutaways whether we knew what the drinks were that they were drinking in these green tin mugs that we see. I've seen sort of steam rising off Victoria Derbyshire's mug, but I didn't know if there was anything, any other conclusive evidence. Anyway, Tyrese has delivered. He sent me this message. Hello, I believe I have worked out what is in the green tin mugs. In episode 4, Shane tilted the mug, and from the still, you can see that the liquid looks like a dark roast coffee. Very specific. I like it. Perhaps even black.
Wow. Not a light roast.
So potentially there is secret coffee. Although, in today's episode, sort of after Tyrese sent me that message, there was someone mentioned, oh, well, it's made a change from boiled water that we've been drinking. Now, I'm not quite sure where the black stuff comes in. Maybe Shane Ritchie just hadn't cleaned the mugs, so it had all gone a bit murky.
I like that theory.
So who knows? The jury's still out, but I think I do trust Tyrese. He's got a keen eye. He's also very kindly, because I said that I hadn't yesterday had time to listen to the moment from a previous episode of our podcast where I called Jordan a moron for saying scotched eggs. Tyrese, thank you very much. He sent me that clip. So thank you. He goes around the ankles now. And there is a letter of apology on its way to Jordan's house, not to the castle. Can you imagine if they all get letters from home and they're all there crying and there'd been a bit of a mix-up and Jordan's reading an apology from me because he said scotched egg.
It is, in fact, scotched egg. Sorry for calling you moron, William. Kiss.
Coming up later, this secret guest who apparently, it says here, I shall be very excited to talk to. Who shall we toast to today, Ben? Why don't we toast to gout? Or do we taste? No, I've got a better toast. Let's toast to Jeff.
To Jeff.
Your very good health, Jeff. And whilst we're on drinking, the competition, which will force people to have a drink listening to you go on.
Actually, someone tweeted, I know I mention tweets a lot, but it's literally my life. So someone tweeted, I know, in fact, I think it was an Instagram comment, said it was the best part of the podcast, which is a massive insult.
What, doing all this terms and conditions nonsense?
They commented that. Actually, I think it was on the actual Instagram post. So they didn't even enter the competition. They just said that is the best part.
Sarcasm is so hard to judge online, isn't it?
I completely agree. Anyway, if you want to enter the competition today, then the Instagram post will be there at 8 a.m. Please do go over there. You can give it a like if you like. But the main thing to do is to tag in a mate who you think absolutely loves the D. And the prize is 2 premixed bottles of G&D and 2 premixed bottles of cocktails of your choice. And that is from thebottledbartender.co.uk. So that is that. And excitingly, More exciting than that, even though the competition is very exciting, William, we have some news about our tour that I'm going to ask you to share because I speak enough about these little bits of furniture that you find boring.
Yes, and by the time we do the tour, you will be firmly behind a curtain, bound and gagged.
Not sure. Little murmurings in the comments as well. Don't shut up, producer man. Don't know about that.
You're not on the poster. The poster's been designed, okay?
We're a podcast of the people, so we'll see what the people say, William.
Well, for our tour next year, which begins at the end of April in Dublin and runs through May, we have added two extra dates to two of our existing locations. So there is a new Manchester date on the 3rd of May, and there is a new London date on the 14th of May. So that's the London Bush Hall and the Manchester Comedy Store. All the information, sextedmyboss.com/live.
I absolutely love those names for the venues we're playing in Manchester and in London, because we love comedy and we love Bush.
This is why you will be nowhere near that microphone on stage. Look at you laughing! God bless you.
It's the type of humour you get away with, Jordan, every single series. I have to sit there silently. I get the chance and now you put me down.
Is it weird to film people sleeping? I was thinking this at the start of last night's episode when they were showing everyone sleeping. Is it a little bit creepy?
I mean, there are creepy things that people could be doing in a bed that would be even creepier to film.
Okay, but let's pretend you went to when you go to bed tonight.
Yeah.
Could you actually go to sleep knowing there was a camera above your head filming you?
Well, there might be. No, I wouldn't be. But I didn't sign up for I'm a Celebrity. So
no.
I think that's part and parcel of the programme is you'll obviously get filmed snoring. It's not just an hour long episode. It's not like we can tune in now and watch them sleeping, for example. That would be weird because you're in your own bed. But if there's opportune moments for showing the public what is going on, then showing Beverly snoring with quite some volume, a girthy snore.
Yes.
Then I'm not complaining.
Now, Jordan does snore. As someone who has shared a couple of beds with him over the years...
Wink.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Hashtag mega shag. I think... That's a joke. Just spelling that out for everybody. Mega shag is what Beverly then announced was her name for her husband.
And I just found that hilarious, by the way, because we've literally interviewed her daughter on this podcast and I was just sat there like, thank God that's not me. I don't know how I deal with that.
There were two trials last night. There was sort of the main trial, which we'll come on to, which was absolutely disgusting. And then there was the spa trial, which was a mini trial. Ant and Dec weren't there. They all had to sort of pull sticks out of a box to see who got the red ones. There were four of them that were doing it. Could have been anyone. Could have been Jordan. But instead, it was a girls' trip to the spa. Ruthie, Jess, Giovanna and Bev. And first thing we noticed, and I know you noticed them, Ben, as they walked in, loads of dressing gowns hanging up. Jordan missed out.
Literally. It was like a Jordan dream, just dressing gown belts as far as the eye could see.
And I think Jordan likes a massage, from what I can remember. I think he's all for that. I think in Monaco, didn't he sort of... He was trying to get us to go to the spa or something, but I don't think we had time.
I love a spa visit. I think it's absolutely stunning.
For those that didn't see it, maybe because they missed out or they don't live where they can watch it, basically the ladies had to sort of lie down, heads in a sort of spa table, and then they had all sorts of creepy crawlies, spiders, cockroaches, maggots, and then a great big snake stuck on them. And they just basically had to stay there whilst this all sort of went on and they got bitten. I think one cockroach went up someone's bottom. Yes, hello, this is television. This is what passes for light entertainment in the UK. And it was pretty grim, but not as grim as the other trial. What they won, however, for sort of getting through it, is that they were able to select four campmates. They could have selected themselves, but any of the four campmates to go for an actual spa. Now, two things to talk about here.
Okay.
Controversially, Bev, who did this trial, chose Vernon, not Jordan. I don't know about you, but I was a little bit surprised.
Surprised, disappointed, but I mean, we don't know what's going on in those camps. Bev did say that he was aching a lot. Vernon is a big guy, lots of big muscles. They must hurt after a while. Jordan does have a bit of competition for the sort of Northwest man, attractive.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got many other facets to their personality, but they're the two that they share. So I don't hold it against Bev for choosing him. And I think, yeah, it maybe Jordan was gutted. We just won't know.
We won't know. And they got, you know, one of the researchers had clearly gone to the Tesco Express in Abergele. There were hummus, there were crudités, all out for the spa goers to eat. They painted on a face mask on Russell Watson. It was his birthday yesterday. And then it all went to pot because they got in a hot tub. They're sex pots full of filth, and people don't clean them properly. And
what?
They're disgusting. I think people that sort of get in them loose morals.
You're ludicrous. I mean, you're making it sound like the biggest outrage is this hot tub, when clearly the biggest outrage for us Dune Divas really was the fact that we were cruelly denied seeing Jordan's reaction to any kind of dressing gown belt flunk his way.
Or indeed his reaction to drinking some of those absolutely disgusting drinks that Shane and Jessica had to do in the drinking trial. Again, for those that didn't see it, there were 12 drinks that they had to, 6 each. Things like blended fermented duck eggs, blended eyes from fish, blended vomit fruit, blended chicken feet. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but a blended pig's vagina, an anus of some creature, a penis. I mean, it was disgusting. And genuinely, I didn't realise that I was that squeamish. I was able to watch that eating trial that Jordan did a few days ago, no problem. But this, I actually thought I nearly threw up, and all I was sipping was a gin and a bonnet.
Oh, it was... Oh, the colour. It's the light pink. I like a strawberry Nesquik or a strawberry milkshake, but it's that colour is the worst thing, because we can't even smell it. Like, the smell must be awful, but Jessica's reaction to the vomit fruit was just brilliant. I was laughing hysterically, to be honest with you. Obviously, I did wish it was Jordan doing it to see what he would be like, but downing, like starting to down the drink and then like putting it back into the cup. And to be honest, William, it did. My estimations of you, obviously extremely high, but they were lowered slightly after watching this trial.
Why of me? I had nothing to do with it.
We have done several tours now, and on at least a couple of them,
yeah,
part of the onstage fun, the onstage bants, was for you to drink a Green Hulk. And a Green Hulk, all it is, dear audience, is a beer with some blue WKD poured in. It's not a blended vomit fruit. It's not some blended vaginas. It's not some... And by the way, you've misspelt vaginas on our script here, which is hilarious.
It was autocorrect. It's Pigs Virginia.
It's not blended chicken feet. It is beer and blue WKD. And you refuse to drink it. You literally hardly even take a sip. And I'm sat here
Sitting. Looking
at these people down in these weirdly coloured things when all you had to do was down this lovely, beautiful blue pint.
It's the beer. It's the beer aspect. If it was just WKD, and what's the other element?
Beer and WKD.
Oh, I thought there were three things.
No.
WKD. I'll down a WKD if you really... I can't believe I just said that.
But that's not fun, William.
I think I would probably rather down a Pigs Virginia.
The tables have turned.
We'll have more castle chat in a moment, but it's now time for something that's even funnier than seeing Jordan North clean-shaven. It's a Jordan's Joke of the Week.
A penguin takes his car to the shop, and the mechanic says it'll take about an hour for him to check it. Whilst he's waiting, the penguin goes to get an ice cream and orders a big sundae to pass the time. It's not the neatest eater, this penguin, and he ends up covered in ice cream. When he returns to the shop, the mechanic takes one look at him and says, "Looks like you blew a seal." "No," the penguin says, "it's just ice cream."
We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is an introduction to the podcast that gets a flavour for your neighbour.
Peering over the fence when things have got tense.
With the most outrageous tales of your next door fails.
The time has come for you to listen to...
Score Next Door. My name's Rich Williams.
And I'm Emma Jones.
Score Next Door is our brand new podcast.
And we think you're going to love it.
Hopefully a bit more than you love your neighbours.
There's a new episode every Wednesday, so search for us wherever you listen to your podcast to find out what all the fuss is about.
And if you do love your neighbours, you might as well listen to the people that hate theirs.
Yeah, why not?
Welcome back. Now, I'm getting super excited about this secret special guest that we have coming up. But before that, let's cross over quickly to Owain Wynne-Evans in the Weather Centre for Skylight News Weather.
There's some unusual amounts of pressure and dark clouds forming, and that's just producer Ben's mood. Over in Wales, it's still really cold.
Thank you, Owain. OK, now, Ben, you just want me to read this bit? OK. Our guest today is perhaps one of the most good-looking human beings on planet Earth. Known far and wide for his extrovert fashion, quick wit, and boundless energy. It gives me great pleasure to introduce producer Ben. What? What the heck has gone on here?
Hi, guys.
No, you don't do that again. You've already done that. Why am I interviewing you?
Okay. I'll have with you. I forgot to book a guest, William. I'm sorry.
Oh, for God's sake.
Gene Divas, I'm sorry. I'm more sorry for Gene Divas, actually, than you. I don't actually care what William thinks.
You forgot to book a guest. We've been doing this now for 408 days. It should be muscle memory by now.
Mistakes are made. Sometimes leaders, as we've seen, great leaders like Jordan, like me, we make honest errors. And I tried my best to pull it together and I didn't. I pushed it apart.
And we've got some great guests coming up for future episodes.
Yeah, it just didn't happen.
Anyone's great in comparison to this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. William.
Wow.
Well, we've still got one more thing to discuss from this episode. So can we do that and move on and maybe fall out later?
Right. Well, let's talk about Jordan shaving off his beard. I don't know how Jordan normally trims his beard, but I don't think he uses basically a wet shave. I think he uses something electric, which obviously he chose not to take in as his luxury item. And so with what really looked like you could do yourself a real injury with this razor, and I don't think he was using shaving foam either. He then started to shave. But, you know, Jordan, ever the joker, decided he would only shave a little bit of it, and he emerged from the bathroom looking a little bit like producer Ben with his goatee and his beard. And everyone thought it was hysterical, and he named his character Jeff. He then burst once more into a bit of All That Jazz from Chicago. But thankfully, he then went to trim all of it off. And wow, I mean, I have seen Jordan clean-shaven before, but not for many, many years. And it was a very odd experience. And my overwhelming opinion was that he's aged.
Oh, really?
He looked older than the last time I've seen him clean. Oh, yes. I can see why he has that on there normally. But actually, I think once it begins to settle down, I think he'll kind of... I mean, look, it's no secret. I prefer people clean-shaven. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Once the rash goes down.
He looked like a little boy. I predicted it would happen, and it did. And I think the My Name is Jeff thing is a reference to Magic Mike. So he's going all sorts of angles on the sort of stripping front with Chicago. Do they strip in Chicago? Never seen it. They definitely do in Magic Mike. I've seen that. Goodness gracious me.
Do you know what? I'm going to say something that's going to surprise you here. I haven't seen it.
Wow. You need to see it. My pony, on it.
Don't. You'll ruin men for me.
Sorry. Twitter went wild. I was absolutely having a great time for this because there were Tiger King references to, I think it's Joe from Tiger King. I called him a 70s porn star.
I thought he looked like one of the village people.
And a few people missing his beard, if I'm honest.
Yeah, but look, it'll grow back. His beard grows quite quickly.
Yeah. So
it'll give it by the end of the week, it'll be back and it'll be in a more manageable position. However, I would actually posit that he probably will then have to shave it off again at some point next week. So, because otherwise it's going to get too thick again. So I think stand by for that. Once Shane and Jessica had returned to the camp and Jordan was now much lighter of face, then we had a burst of reach. And I was fascinated to know that for her luxury item, there were clearly conditions put on it that she only has three chances to play reach. The first was when they open their luxury items. She then, I don't quite know how she then decides when reach will then play. I don't know whether they've got Sonos in the camp and she can sort of connect to it and press reach. There's castle Wi-Fi.
Alexa, play reach. Hopefully people are listening to this on speakers.
I do in the morning, so that's going to set it off. Alexa, stop. And then dinner. And they got some lovely pheasant. Vernon, man of the people, said, "Oh, finally, food that you'd eat at home," which I thought was interesting. And Jordan's verdict on pheasant was, "It's like chicken, but better." And Jordan's very worried that he's going to get gout. Now, do you know what gout is, Ben?
Is it vitamin C? Is it what pirates used to get? I think.
No, that was scurvy.
Oh, that's scurvy. I don't know what gout is, to be honest.
Gout comes from an excess of good living.
Oh.
It's a duke's disease.
Did Margaret have it? Princess Margaret, sorry. Her Royal Highness.
Thank you. Her Royal Highness.
She likes a party.
No, she didn't have it. I think it's actually more common in men than women. I'm not a medical professional. I just need to point that out.
Okay.
But no, I don't think Princess Margaret had it. But she probably was gout adjacent at points.
Okay.
I would imagine. But I think it takes more than one pheasant to get gout, Jordan. So I wouldn't worry. Wouldn't worry about that.
He likes worrying though, doesn't he? So bless him.
He loves a worry. Now, I'm thrilled, thank heavens, that tomorrow we'll be joined by not one, but two people who've had more access to the castle than pretty much anyone outside of the 12 celebrities. Paul Wood and Paul Klein, or as I'm told they're affectionately known, Woody and Kleiny, lads, will be with us tomorrow. And as you may have seen already, they've been given the keys to the I'm a Celebrity socials for the past 2 weeks, so I'm sure they'll have lots of exclusives to share about campmates, and Jordan in particular. In the meantime, please keep using the hashtag GetBehindJordan and make sure you follow @SextedMyBoss. It's goodbye from me and it's goodbye from Ben.
Bye, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.